service that never really seems to work. Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated. My title is in the form of a question. And here's the question. Is God's Word true? Now, is God's Word true? I'm asking you.
Yes.
All right. Now, do you believe it?
Yes.
You see, we got to take stock and we got to kind of locate ourselves. Do I truly believe it? And if I believe the Word, I'll act like the Word says to act. And so we got to get to that place where we believe it and we have corresponding actions that go with it. Go with me to James 1. James 1, we're going to look at something there. You all know this passage. We're looking at verse 22 out of the New King James. Listen to what he says here. Be doers of the Word. Everyone say, doers of the Word. We've got to be doers. That's the first thing you've got to get in your head. You've got to be a doer of that Word. And not hearers only. Why? Because you're deceiving yourself. I mean, that's quite a wake-up call, you know, from God giving you that message. He says, be doers of the Word and not hearers only. If you're a hearer only, then you're deceiving yourself. Self-deception. And you don't even need the enemy to deceive you. You've deceived yourself. Because you hear the Word, and that's all you're doing with the Word. Verse 23 says, for if anyone is a hearer of the Word and not a doer. Everyone say, not a doer. I'm a hearer, which means faith comes. Because we know that he says in Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So he says, for if anyone is a hearer, I've got faith, and not a doer, he's like a man or woman observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of a man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty, see, the law of freedom, the law of grace, that we're in this dispensation of. He that looks into the perfect law of liberty and freedom and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer. You can't be forgetting the Word and you can't be not doing the Word. He says you're not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This one will be blessed in what he or she does. I mean, we could camp on that for the rest of the month. If you're a doer and not a hearer only, the person that's a hearer and a doer will be blessed. Now, is God's Word true? I'll pose the question again.
Yes.
You all agree, God's Word is true. So then, is it true that the person who looks into the Word of God, of freedom, and continues in it, and is not forgetful of what he's heard, and is a doer, then you will be blessed in all that you do. Is that true? Can you believe that? So now watch here. He who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but is a doer of the work and the Word, this one will be blessed in what he does. So if you want the blessings of God, I've got to hear the Word of God, I've got to choose to believe the Word of God, and then I've got to act on the Word of God, corresponding actions. Then I will be blessed.
Amen.
Amen. And all that I put my hand to shall prosper. Now, the Passion Translation says it this way. Don't just listen to the word of truth and not respond to it. For that is the essence of self-deception. So always let His word, God's word, become like poetry. In other words, a doer. Another word for poetry in the Strong's is a doer. Like poetry written and fulfilled by your life. Written and fulfilled by your life. I mean, we want to be poetry in motion. Amen. That means looking like, sounding like, and acting like God. That's poetry in motion. I'm a doer of the word. I didn't say like Nando's Chicken, or I didn't say like the other chicken place, poultry in motion. I said poetry in motion. Amen. And poultry in motion is when they're delivering it to the stores. Okay, we'll move on, in case you haven't got your sense of humor with you tonight. Verse 23 says, if you listen to the word and don't live out the message you hear. So the word is the message that you're hearing. If you listen to the word and you don't live out, you don't do what the message you hear tells you to do, you become like the person who looks in the mirror of the word to discover the reflection of his face in the beginning. When he talks about in the beginning of, he's talking about in the beginning before Adam and Eve sinned. When Adam and Eve, if they had to look into a mirror then, they would have seen righteousness. They would have seen health and healing. They would have seen peace and prosperity. They would have seen all good things when they looked at themselves in the Word or in the mirror then. Now, he's talking about if you're born again, you should see yourself as if the curse had never happened. As in the beginning. Before you fell, so you're still righteous now because you've been saved. And you're also sanctified, and you're also healed, and you're also healthy, and you're also walking in love, and you're also full of peace, full of joy. That's when you look in the mirror of the Word of God back at the beginning. Your face is like you had never sinned, like Adam and Eve had never sinned. That's how God wants us to see ourselves. Come on. That's how God wants us to see ourselves. The way it was, the blueprint was without sin in it. The blueprint was living in the shadow of the Almighty God, not having to labor with the sweat of our brow for foods and for our needs. God provided and supplied it all. He said, there's all the trees, there's all the gold. God took care of it. There was no heavy lifting to be done in that time. And now we are back. We're supposed to be back in that situation. Go there. Verse 24, you perceive how God sees you in the mirror of the word. He's telling you, perceive yourself as God sees you in the mirror of the word. The man in the mirror is a new creation man, but then you go out and forget your divine origin. See, once you stop looking at the fact that you are healed, you'll get sick. Once you stop looking at the fact that God is your buckler and your shield and He's protecting you on all sides, you'll get corona. Once you stop looking at the things that says, at the word that says, He's become poor so you can be rich, you'll start losing on your finances. And you're moving away from the word, and you're not confessing the word, and you're not doing what the word says to do, and you're not acting like it's true. Then you're a forgetful hearer, and you're not going to be blessed in all that you do. Amen. Verse 25, but those who set their gaze deeply into the perfecting law of freedom or liberty are fascinated by and respond to the truth they hear and are strengthened by it. They experience God's blessings in all that they do. Amen. Now, I don't know about you, but I want all God's blessing. Amen. You know, He says God has already blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Yeah. In Ephesians 1:3. Well, I want those blessings here in my life. I want it for my family, for my children, for my loved ones, for people that I care about. That's what I'm looking for, is to bless people's lives. God said, I will make you a blessing so that you can bless others. But how can He make me a blessing if I don't see myself as blessed? If you listen to some Christians today, you would think they're not saved. Because it's, oh, woe is me. I'm broke. I'm miserable. I'm sick. I can't afford it. I'm in fear. We shouldn't be that way. We should look at the word, because the word tells you how God sees you. He says, by the stripes on my back, you're healed. Do you know God sees you perfectly healthy?
Amen.
It's true. He sees you as healed. Now listen, you've got to get the vision that God's got. Because when you visualize and see yourself healed, you will walk in health. You've got to see it. And as long as you're visualizing it, you're getting rid of all that stuff that's in you that's wrong. And so visualize, you look over here and he says, I will supply everything that you need. Amen. Well, I visualize God supplying everything I need. I visualize that I don't need anything. I've got all I need. I visualize all my needs are taken care of. When I see that and I visualize it, I'm looking in the Word here. Now I act like it. I don't go around saying I'm broke. I can't afford it. How am I going to survive this month? Where am I going to get the income from? Corona's taking care of all the jobs. What are we going to do? No, I'm looking, because that's looking outside of the Word, and I've forgotten what I look like. And I want to see myself as God sees me. And God sees me as blessed. He sees me as healed. He sees me as saved. He sees me as in peace. He's given it all to me. It's all there. And now that's how God sees us. Don't be like the 10 spies who came back. 2 said we can't. But 10 of them said, we saw ourselves in our own sight as grasshoppers. We saw ourselves in our own sight. We were grasshoppers. And that's what they did. They hopped around the wilderness for 40 years until they died out. And the ones who saw themselves, Caleb and Joshua, as world conquerors got in. The grasshopper mentality kept them out of the promise. They didn't get into the promised land because they saw, they said, I mean, the words came out of their mouths. We saw ourselves and they saw us as grasshoppers. Amen. And now look what happens. They said that they see us as grasshoppers. How do they know that they saw them as grasshoppers? You will project your own image onto other people. That's why people that have got all these, where they got low self-esteem and they think everybody sees them as a loser, people will start seeing them that way because they're projecting that on people. True. Yeah. Come on, that's psychology 101. Yeah. We understand that. We didn't need Freud to tell us that, right? Amen. Freud could have been fraudulent. Who knows? But the point is, we've got to see ourselves as God sees us. And the only way I'm going to see myself as He sees me is looking into the mirror of the Word. He calls it the mirror of the Word. We say that every service. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror, the perfect law of freedom, the mirror of God's Word. We say it every single service. Into the mirror of the Word of God. The Word of God reflects what I am and who I am. That's why we say, I am who He said, I have what He said, and I can do what He said. That's the mirror image. That's how I've got to see me. That's why we get you to say this every single service. So eventually you're speaking it and you're saying it, and eventually you start seeing it. And when you see yourself healthy, when you see yourself wealthy, when you see yourself at peace, you will walk in that. Amen. But you've got to stay looking into the Word of liberty. It's a word of freedom. And that's how God sees you and me. Can you say amen? Amen. James 2:17, just the next verse or two, next chapter, says here from the voice, the same is true with faith. Without actions, faith is useless. By itself, it's as good as dead. Faith without works is dead, right? So he said, now remember we just read there, don't just listen to the Word of God. Listening gives you faith. So you've heard the Word, you're hearing the Word tonight, faith is coming. Right now, faith is coming to you tonight. But if you don't appropriate what you're hearing tonight, that faith is useless, it's dead.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
I'm Rick Addison, pastor of the Grace Place Church. 18 years ago this weekend was the grand opening.